just a bit about first game tomorrow. I guess you're going on the road.
Yeah, I'm going on the road. It's kind of funny. I didn't know what to pack. I forgot over the summer what I need for this little one-game road trip. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, getting my feet wet again, getting back out there and competing.
Were you hoping to possibly be playing in the home game?
You know, it doesn't really matter. As long as I'm in the lineup that opening night, that's what I'm focused on right now. These ones are kind of just getting ready, getting into all the systems, and, yeah, getting to know my teammates.
How nice is it to finally be getting an opportunity to get out there and put on the Jets jersey?
Yeah, no kidding. It's been I've been thinking about it a lot this summer, and, yeah, once I saw the jersey come out, I could finally picture myself in it. So, yeah, I'm excited to get it going here. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really realize I was the first guy, but at the time, but I kind of was familiar with the coaching staff and the management a little bit from my time in Vancouver, and yeah, it was flattering for sure to know that Winnipeg was interested pretty early on in free agency, and for me it was a great option, close to home, and the excitement that's around the team this year, I kind of jumped at it as a chance to be a part of something special here.
Tanner, you've been here for about a week. Mm-hmm. Can you compare, you know, the fans in Winnipeg to the fans?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. That's kind of one of the things I thought of right away, is that the energy levels kind of sustain here through the start of this season from what I had at the end of last season. And it's a little different. I mean, the expectations were pretty high in Vancouver last year, and everyone was like, this is our year to win it. So, being different is not necessarily bad. It's been really good here. You know, people are excited, a lot of little kids and happy faces around the rink all the time. So the energy is different, but it's great energy. I don't know. I mean, I think it's still definitely part of the game, and I think most guys would say that. I think it's not necessarily used as much to police the game as it used to be. I'd like to see it used more. I think that the instigator rule, you know, really kind of changed the way fighting is used, as the players use it. But I mean, it still plays into effect when, you know, you run a good player or you know, a dirty play happens or something like that. Like, you know, guys know that if you have a guy on your team that's willing to stand up for his teammates, and you know, I think maybe the days of the big heavyweight enforcer are a little bit dated now, because, you know, the average player is not going to fight that guy anyways. He's not going to be able to jump him. But if a guy, you know, average size who can still play is like, hey, we got to go, you know, I think guys have a lot harder time turning that one down. I don't think so. I think a lot of the concussion talk, you know, guys do get concussions from fighting, but I think it's more that hit where, you know, you don't see the guy coming or you don't know you're going to get hit, where that's more dangerous. I think, you know, when two guys are going and they know what they're doing, I don't think it's very dangerous at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 years ago. But, yeah, I mean, at the time, I knew that, I didn't really know when I first signed. I expected to be in Vancouver, but when I got to camp and I started asking for, you know, Easton sticks or, you know, different things like that, and they're like, well, you just talk to the Moose trainer. I'm like, I don't know. All right, I guess I will. But, no, it was different. I mean, I guess they wanted me here in Winnipeg, but I managed to stick in Vancouver. But, in the back of my mind then, I knew that there was a chance I was going to be in Winnipeg, and we definitely considered that when picking Vancouver as far as a minor league city to play in, and yeah, I'm excited to be here now.
So it's a, you know, a feather in your cap that you made Vancouver.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when I did make the team, the head coach, Alain Vigneault, came up to me and was like, you know what, at the start of this camp, I had no idea who you were. I didn't know your name from anyone, and by the end of it, he just kept saying, you know, this guy's sticking around, and yeah, it's kind of outlasted some guys, I guess.
You get those Easton sticks?
You bet. Still using them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Tanner, you're a guy who plays with a lot of grit. How would you, so far from what you've seen from this team, how would you rate how this team is doing in that area? Do you think there's quite a bit of it?
Yeah, I think there is quite a bit of it. I think guys like Thorburn, I mean, he was always a tough guy to play against for me. Jimmy Slater's a gritty two-way center, too, and he can play, too. So I think I look at guys like that, Mark Stewart, Zach Bogosian, big guys on the back end that can play a physical element too. So, Yeah, that's one thing I didn't know. I didn't know a lot about Atlanta, and getting here, I think that's one of the things I'm most impressed with is guys that can play physical and can also play.
So you didn't know a lot about Atlanta, but it seems everyone just keeps talking about the team being on the cusp of taking that next step. Mm-hmm. Where do you fit in, and what's your role in this group of young players?
Well, I think that's yet to be determined, but for me, it's just about bringing my A game every night, and not even every night, it's every day. Coming to the rink every day and working hard, and I think once we establish that culture of, you know, when you come to the rink, you're here to get better and you're here to work. And you know, if we can do that, it's gonna help the young players along and help us get wins.
What's the expectation of the first exhibition game? Just kind of get the timing down and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you want to win every time you step on the ice when you're competing. You want to win. You want to do well. But it's about learning the systems, getting on the same page, learning your line mates, your teammates. It's gonna be different. I mean, you haven't been on the ice in a long time, and communication's gonna be big. It's going to be tough, but it's going to be good.
You guys happy to get out there and beat the team that's staying home?
Yeah, it was nice. We were chirping them in the room, don't embarrass us. You know, we're leaving you here. Don't embarrass us.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Thanks. Yeah, cheers. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys.